Analyzing Learn a Language. On page 80 and 81, two learners, one with Chinese as a first language and one with French as a first language, are transcribed. And it's very interesting to see there that many error types are common to both learners. That is, despite the fact that both come from different first language backgrounds, they make many second language errors, which are strikingly similar to the kind of errors that are made when a child is acquiring a first language. The errors that are made reflect a learner's understanding of the second language system itself, rather than an attempt to transfer characteristics of their first language. Some of these errors are termed as being developmental errors, because they're similar to those made by children acquiring English, for example, as their first language. And some of these errors are of the type known as overgeneralization, that is, errors which are caused by trying to use a rule in a context where it doesn't belong. Some of the errors are better described as simplification, where elements of a sentence are left out, or where perhaps all the verbs have the same form, regardless of person or number or tense. In the example provided on these pages, there is a situation where a learner uses formulaic classroom expressions. In this case, it was one horse open sleigh. And this is just to show that the influence of the classroom on the learner's second language. And finally, of course, there are also some interference errors, and these are errors which have come about as a result of the first language.